And we're broadcasting this week from Kansas City. One of the first things you notice when you come here is the airport.
John Hotchkiss.
There are few like it in the country. KCI's three terminals are shaped like horseshoes. They were built more than 40 years ago, and many believe the decades have not been kind.
This airport has done a very good job for 45 years, but it is past its useful life.
Jolie Justice is on the city council. She's also head of the airport committee, which is asking voters to approve an upgrade that would tear down the old horseshoes and replace them with a single billion-dollar terminal.
We have significant infrastructure issues that need to be addressed. But the bottom line is that the configuration is not meeting modern air travel.
It's an unusual airport. We're standing right now in the ticketing area. We're probably, 70 feet from the backside and 10 feet from the front. So people come in, they don't have to go through long hallways to get to their gates. But at the same time, one security checkpoint can only handle a few gates.
That's right. And so with the horseshoe configuration that we have, we're not able to have the traditional TSA checkpoints that you'd have in other airports. And then you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the space. The space in the waiting area next to the gates is only 36 feet wide. And so when you have the planes coming and going, it's incredibly crowded. And it creates a very, I think, congested, uncomfortable departure.
And whereas in most airports there are a lot of restaurants and shops on the other side of security, here that might not be the case, just because there's not room.
Absolutely. Most of our problem here is that the majority of our restaurants and restrooms are outside of security. And so for those of us who like to travel, get through security, and then make sure that we're ready to go, there's not a lot of amenities on the inside.
And Justice pointed out something else that's sort of strange about this airport. There's a thick glass wall that rises about three quarters of the way up to the ceiling. It separates us from the secured gates.
The airport was opened in 1972, and on the front page of the Kansas City Star that day, there was also an article about a hijacking that had taken place on an international flight. And immediately, this airport became out of date from security measures because it was decided immediately by the FAA that we needed to separate our ticketing and our boarding areas. And so we had to then build a wall between the ticketing and boarding areas, which really has created a lot of our problems. So we have kept up with security needs as we've moved forward. We are not right now in compliance with TSA regulations. We're grandfathered in. The TSA would like to see substantial changes here. We're doing the best that we can.
Because somebody could just throw something right over that wall.
Without question, someone could throw something as innocuous as a set of car keys, but they could also throw something more dangerous over. And so this is not an ideal situation from a security standpoint.
I was reading that when this airport was originally built, TWA is the one that wanted it to be like this. And then as soon as that happened, they decided actually they wanted some changes made. Kansas City said no. And then they moved their hub to St. Louis.
And that's one of the concerns that a lot of voters have. They remember that, and they remember that frustration. And so they're worried that the airlines might make those sorts of decisions. But the way that we have this crafted is that the airlines are responsible to backstop all of the debt on this. And so regardless of whether an airline decides to go somewhere else, they are still going to be responsible for paying back the debt on this. And furthermore, we are at a point right now where other cities are more expensive to fly into. We are in the middle of the country, and we have the room to grow, and we really, really, I think we should take advantage of that.
Ahead of the vote next month, people in Kansas City have been following this story very closely, though perhaps not as closely as Steve Vakrot, a reporter with the Kansas City Star who's been watching the airport debate for years. He says businesses in the area, especially those with employees who have to fly a lot for work, are in favor of the new airport.
The public at large, though, has seen, I think, the experience that people have, particularly for infrequent flyers, is that, you know, this airport is easier to use than some of the bigger ones that they may connect through when they fly to one place or another. I mean, compared to, say, like Chicago O'Hare or New York's LaGuardia.
They like it. They like this one.
They like it. They feel that it's easier to use, that, you know, the lines and the walks and the trip from the terminal to the parking is not as onerous as you can find in certain airports. And so there's always been this pushback. And I think about 6 years ago, there was sort of this feeling coming out of City Hall, like, you know, we're going to do this. And, you know, some of the people have since acknowledged to me that, it might have been a little tone deaf that they were kind of foisting it upon the public. And that sort of created this division where, you know, City Hall is really pushing for this, but the public is pretty reticent and not necessarily trusting all of the rationales that are being offered for it.
It didn't take long for us to find skeptical flyers. Here's Steve Long.
Well, I mean, I parked, you know, 100 feet from here. We're standing a little bit of a line here, but otherwise, I mean, we just go to ticketing, go to the gate, and go. And then when you leave, it's, you know, the reverse of that.
It's just so convenient, he says. He doesn't live in Kansas City, so he can't vote on this, but if he did,
I'd probably say no, new airport.
Mona Bailey, meanwhile, has a mixed view.
I like this one. I love this one. It's very convenient. But if you've ever been stuck in an airport, there's no place to eat here. I was just through Houston. Oh, man, they've got updates every place. And it was fast and quick, and there was places to eat. So, I mean, I'm just saying, if you get stuck in an airport, you're just stuck out here in this ring. Because even though we Kansas Cityans love it, visitors hate it. They really do.
But fixing a problem this big won't be easy or cheap. Who will pay? Jolie Justice promises that taxpayers will not be on the hook for the billion-dollar price tag. She says the money will come from fees paid by the airlines, parking revenue, and concessions. Steve Vakrot at the Kansas City Star says Justice is right about that.
There's no taxpayer involvement, and that's been something that, you know, I think the pro-KCI boosters have wanted to make very clear, is because there's a lot of confusion out there about, you know, are we as citizens on the hook for this thing? I mean, what if it fails? If it fails, are we on the hook? And the answer is no.
And this isn't just about the money it costs to build the terminal, but about potential lost economic opportunity with an airport that doesn't cater to business travelers. Supporters like Jolie Justice say companies could skip over Kansas City if the airport isn't improved.
We have a huge health IT company here called Cerner, and they're actually the largest user of this airport. They have over 300 flights a day. And we're often fearful that they'll have to look at going somewhere else because they have so many of their associates flying in and out of Kansas City every day. Many of our architectural and engineering firms, I've heard before that we have more architects and engineers in Kansas City per capita than anywhere else in the world. They're constantly flying out to their job sites, and if it takes 2 days to get in and out of Kansas City, they'll start to put satellite offices up elsewhere or just relocate.
Also of concern for business travelers, the airport is called Kansas City International. But at the moment, the only international flights are to Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean.
We are the largest city in the country without a direct transatlantic flight. And so we cannot meet the needs of our corporate citizens and the frequent flyers if we don't get some transatlantic service. And we're working hard to do that, but we can't do it with our current configuration.
Do you think you'll be able to do it if you have a new terminal? You think you'll have a flight to London?
So I've been working on this airport issue for 2 years now, and every day when I get frustrated and think that it's not going to happen, I just picture myself on that first direct flight to London, and I know that it's going to be worthwhile because we're going to have that direct transatlantic service.
My job is to sell airlines on Kansas City, is to convince airlines to grow here. And the airlines have said, we don't like what you're selling.
That's Justin Meyer, the airport's deputy director of aviation. Meyer says he can't take an official position on the ballot measure, but he says one problem with the current airport is connecting flights. Many travelers trying to connect have to exit security and then go back through.
The new terminal means that perhaps we would have a few more connections. And if we get those connections, then the upside is more nonstop flights. Because we've got markets where I'm talking to an airline like Southwest about nonstop flights to Columbus, Ohio, where we've got less than 100 passengers. And they say, look, Justin, my airplane's 143 seats. It doesn't work without having a little bit of connecting flow. So if we had a facility that facilitated connections, similar to the way Southwest has built a connecting bank structure in St. Louis, then the benefit for locals is the additional nonstop flights to existing markets and new nonstop flights to new markets.
Voters in Kansas City will have their say on November 7th in what will likely be the most consequential airport vote here since the 60s, when voters decided they wanted the three horseshoes that exist today.